Let's begin with a long, full inhale and a releasing exhale. And again, and now we're going to work with a part that's come up with regard to a client. So just noticing one that's most present right now, or one that you want to work with, like either annoyance or anxiety or impatience. Just choosing a part that's alive for you right now that wants your attention. A part that you'd like to get to know better. Where do you notice this part in or around your body? And is there a name for this part? Like the inner critic, the judger, people pleaser. Would this part be willing to stand back and give you a little bit of space so you can get to know it better? Maybe to go take a seat around the campfire. And if any other parts jump in as you're doing this, ask each one, like, would you be willing to stand back so I can get to know my initial target part? And if the new one won't, then that becomes the new target part. So just sensing what part is the strongest right now. Noticing where it is in or around your body. Giving it a name. And seeing if it can relax back so you can really understand it and get to know it. Be willing to unblend and give you a little bit of space. And how do you feel towards this part? Is your heart open towards it? Just noticing if you have compassion, or if you're irritated, or just completely believing it, and it's hard to even feel towards it. But if you can open your heart a little bit towards it, if it can give you a little bit of space, to ask this part, what's your role? Like, what's your job? What are you trying to do for me? Get a sense of this part's role. And what's the positive intent of this part? Like, if it's shaming you, is it trying to get you to do better by your client? All parts have some kind of positive intent, where they're trying to help a situation or your life, even if it's really misguided or it's overreaching. But to just get a sense for the positive intent, if you can, of the target part. Noticing how you feel towards this part right now. Is there a little bit of understanding? Like, if it's a perfectionist, like, it just wants to keep you safe. Just wants to Have you included in your professional community? So seeing the positive intent and opening your heart towards this part a bit. Being kind of friendly towards it. Seeing how old is this part. Sometimes they developed their skill or started doing their job when we were teenagers or in our 20s. And can this part sense your adult presence here with it right now? Can it see you're older now? And that it's not alone? So noticing the annoyance or shamer or impatience or inner critic. Having it give you space and unblend from yourself. Noticing its positive intent. And if it feels authentic, even giving it some appreciation for how hard it's worked, how much it's tried, and how it has been successful in some ways. Seeing if that part can take in your appreciation. Seeing if that part can sense it's not alone. There's some kind of wise self here with it. Noticing how you feel towards the part right now. You feel some compassion. And so with unblending from our parts, we're just developing this self-to-part relationship, like kind of having the part give us a little space, sensing our self-energy here with it, appreciating its positive intent. Having self befriend it. So just feeling yourself as this deeper, wiser self, and that this part is just a person at your campfire that has some wisdom in it, but not the whole truth. And you can be discerning and decipher how much you want to go with what it's saying. And just thanking this part. And then now we're coming to the end of this unblending experiential. And we're finished.